Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome, 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 worldwide listeners to Gullah Song Music. I want you to marinate on something. It's called Release Me Inside. You will love it. Just hear it and just kind of let your mind go. So just marinate, and then we're going to get into our show today.
Create in me a clean heart, and oh God, renew
what
a right spirit within me. Release me inside.
Interlude right there was Keith Kendrick featuring Lee Alston. So I just wanted you to marinate on some nice intro music. It's such a beautiful meditation song. So let the blessings of heaven pour out a favor to you. And so, yeah, man, you are now entering the vault on Friday, September 24, 2021. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know y'all had a hard week. And as you know, the feature person of the week is, of course, none other than Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. And you are listening in the background to Jazz Interlude. I'm going to turn it up just a tad bit, but not too loud so you can't hear what I got to say. So we want to welcome the Gullah Soul Music listeners. My name is Miss Inez, and I'm CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Design, www.anaisaku.com, broadcasting to you worldwide. This is another Friday night, and thanks to all of you, I mean every single one of you, for tuning in and supporting me by hitting that follow button on your social media platforms or directly on n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston, which is number one music, where his profile, listen to this, y'all, listen to what my mouth is saying. His profile, viewing past over the 3,000 marks, as I asked y'all to do on last Friday. And as of today, when I viewed it earlier, his profile was viewed 311,411 views. So as I keep on talking, we have more viewership of his profile, more people listening, more people downloading, and we're going to let him talk later on. But what do y'all think about that? What do you think about this man who we're going to hear tonight? Lee thanks his loyal fans, and those of you who are hearing from him for the first time, don't let it be your only time, because he has some wonderful music. He's some mellow music, as they say, I guess, in Gullah. Mella, M-E-L-L-U-H, music, M-Y-E-W-Z-I-K. And that's what we are listening to tonight. And so we're going to hear some Zydeco trap crutching music. So y'all get ready. Oh, you asked, what's that? Well, we're going to continue to talk about the man and to the man behind that kind of music. Lee Alston, has over 30 years of music business and has gained some new Gullah Soul listeners. Hey, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And retain those long-standing listeners worldwide. So let's ease into the next hour and prepare your mind, body, and soul for an hour of chill action, soulful, and holistic tunes. And one thing we want you to do is invite your friends to tune in as well and listen and learn about Gullah Soul music. So you can shout out to Lee at 516-418-5857. And even though you're just listening in the background, you can go to N1M Music or n1m.com/LeeAlston. Check out, listen to, and of course, download his music. And yes, preview his profile because it is something to talk about to other people. Because I don't know if y'all ever heard of Gullah Soul music. I know until about a few months ago, I didn't know what no Gullah Soul was. I've heard of Geechee, but not Gullah Soul. So the gentleman behind this music is none other than Lee Alston. So welcome to The Vault. And as soon as I hit this promo, we are going to hear from none other than Lee Alston and welcome also his wonderful, lovely wife, Anne.
Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio. The Soulistic Music Revival. Coming right at you. Hip hop. Soul music. Yeah. On the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul music.
So come on, come on, come on, and speak to the masses, Mr. Lee Alston out of Freeport, Texas. What you know good today, sir?
Hey, man. Hey, y'all. It's all good over here, man, on the Gulf Coast. Everything is everything. I want to thank all you wonderful listeners for tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
The new listeners that found me through LinkedIn from Russia and Japan. And I want to thank y'all, man, for joining in, man, and following me. For all my people on numberonemusic.com, man, y'all made that song again, number one, Master Blaster, man. Y'all did it again. I thank y'all, man. Hey, man, y'all did it, man. And so I want to thank my co-host, my producer tonight, Ms. Inez, for me putting these shows together. And I want to say to everybody out there listening, man, if you got something going on, independent business persons, musicians, artists, whatever, man, I mean, this platform is available. You know, if you need somebody to know who you are, whatever, man, you know, hey, whatever we can do to help y'all, holler at a brother, man. Let me know what can we do to help get you some transparency out there. Yeah, man, that's what it's all about. I want to thank all you wonderful, beautiful people out there, man, for your support, for showing me love. I mean, from 300,000 last Friday, I mean, y'all, I mean, 312,000 tonight and something and some change.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
y'all are beautiful, man. I thank y'all so much. My wife
God is a mighty, mighty good
God. Oh, yeah, man. All my people, man, down in Southeast GA, South Carolina, North Carolina, Myrtle Beach, all of y'all, man. Bless all of y'all folk, man. My people up here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the minister, man. All of y'all, everybody, name by name, man. I can't name all of y'all tonight, but y'all know I love y'all. Much love. And, you know, man, I'm ready to get this show going, man. I know y'all had a long week and going through some stuff. There's a whole lot of stuff been going on here lately, y'all.
Yeah,
but y'all in the right place at the right time. Y'all, I'm in here in your atmosphere. And, man, and I got good news to cure your blues, man. And that's Jesus Christ, man. And we just let the spirit flow tonight. And we're going to play this mellow music, set your mind at ease, man. Go on and kick back and just relax, man, and enjoy this program we have for y'all tonight. Much love to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And now we're going to hear from the lovely Miss Angie. How you doing tonight, Miss Lady?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. I look forward to these Friday nights. I certainly do. Just to be with the
Yes, ma'am, I do too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. Get this music, this wonderful music going. But props up to the husband. 312,044 views. I just checked on M1M.com, and that's how many views we had. So that's up 12,000 from last Friday. Yes. And we're going to continue to get to know the man behind this music. It's called soul music, I should say. And if you know the man, and you know who I'm talking about, aunties and uncles, as he says, aunties. Give a quick shout-out to Lee and show some love at 516-418-5857. And the first song that I want to play tonight is Song of Solomon 416 called The Chill Zone. That's one of their favorites, and I want to play that first. And then we're going to get into some Zydeco trap question. What's that? We're going to let Lee explain what some Zydeco trap question is, but first we're going to hear some Song of Solomon 416. Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I love your chill. I love you too, y'all.
I love your chill. Reminds me of a moonlit ride and not far south, yeah, a romantic journey, just you and me in your chill, yeah, your vibe, your ambiance, your aura, girl, I love your chill.
about Zydeco trap punching. You want to explain to the masses what Zydeco trap punching is? I know. I know what
y'all
ask me to explain it.
Here on the Gulf Coast, where I am in Texas, of course, we're close to Louisiana, and they have the genre called Zydeco, and so, which is primarily the accordion is the main instrument, of course. Of course, you got accompaniment with drums and guitar, bass, drum boards, whatever. But, you know, putting my Gullah Soul style with that, you know, using the trap version, it basically comes from the term from trap set, from drums, percussion, which was actually invented by ancient Chinese around about 1400. And so I know a lot of people slang that word trap into derogatory meanings, but that's not what it is. You know, a trap set is basically pieces of drums, and what happens is the drummer is actually encircled around this, you know, some of them, like my son, my brother, my nephews, and them, they can play 16, 20-piece drum set, but it's called
wow.
a trap set. So basically, that's what the word trap really means in that sense, not the derogatory sense, but we're keeping with the art of what I'm doing. So the word trap is always into music, like when you hear trap music, hip-hop. It's basically
okay.
beat, referring to beat. So basically, since I'm not using a live percussionist to do my trap beats for me, I'm using trap style from my beat arrangement in the trap genre. And so I'm just adding my Gullah Soul style fused with Zydeco. And then I came up with my own version of just calling it Gullah Soul trap music and everything, trap clutching. And the trap clutching is basically what we would call like double clutching on a kick drum when we're playing Zydeco. The drummer would actually double clutch. It means they can double beat, they can triple beat on the kick drum with the foot pedal. So when we say clutch it, that's what we're talking about, double clutch or whatever, triple clutch. So that's basically what the terminology is. It's all based upon the art of what we're doing, not street playing derogatory stuff, but it's basically what we, this is the term we use when we're playing this particular genre of Zydeco is when we double clutch it. But I'm just calling it trap clutching. Yeah.
Okay. And this first song is Sweet Cherry.
You're
going to hear some. No, you know what? I'm just going to
play it, and
then I'm going to let you all tell me. Yeah. What you hear. Let's go. Zydeco.
Yeah.
Yummy. This year, Gullah Soul style.
Yeah.
Zydeco. On the trap clutch. This year. This year I do my prayers, y'all. Slow down. Zydeco style. With the Gullah Soul style. On the trap clutch. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Sweet cherry. Sweet love. Let me ride.
Let me ride. Let me ride with you. Come on.
Sweet cherry. Sweet love. Let me ride.
This year right now. This year, yeah.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride with you. Sweet cherry, sweet love.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
This year, be the slow down phrase. Should be that slow down phrase. Gullah Soul Zydeco style. Trap clutcher. Come here. Come here, y'all, and listen to this here. It's on the slow down. the time I'm done with the monologue, you gon' be in the zone. You gon' be in the zone. You check this out right here.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride. Let me ride. We'll ride with you.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Yeah, Jesus gon' let me ride with you right here. On the slow down.
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
This is our praise, y'all. This is our praise. Where the party at, y'all?
Sweet cherry, sweet love, and let me ride.
Jesus gon' let me ride with him. About to ride with him right here. Here I go. This year be the trap clutch. The Gullah Soul style with the Zydeco style on the trap clutch. I said we on the trap clutch. This year on the trap clutch. Jesus, let me ride.
From his church roots. So, you know, no matter what he plays, and the thing is, he plays all of his own instruments unless he's teaching somebody.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like an overnight thing that he does. He has to take time in his lab, his studio, to put all this together.
Yeah.
So, accordion, bass, everything. I say this all the time,
yeah.
But I won't say amazed, but I'm amazed. How you do that, man? You know, type of thing.
You do that there.
You know, with, how you do that there. I may have to play some Master Blast, even if it's just for those words right there. But, you know, made number one. And we're going to keep it number one, too, because
it's just
the things that he does and the faith that he has in the Most High God to give him this. Because he had looked towards other people to help him out on certain songs. They never show up. So I was like, hey, forget all y'all. I'm going to keep all my money. I'm going to make it do that there because
I don't need you.
And so, you know, now look at him. He's got all these people watching him. It's like, how you do that there? Master Blaster. That's how you do it. Master Blaster. That's how you do that there. Because he's got
his wife
who has given him the tools to do what he does. And so, you know, to make up songs, create songs, you know, help other people if necessary. But it's just amazing to me. Amazing how you do that there.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's in that too. So I have to give props to my brother from Freeport, Texas, of all the instruments. So how many instruments do you play exactly? Or
I play... Of course, guitar. That's my that's my forte. Guitar, bass, keyboards, drums. I learned how to play a little violin also. So I'm just all around. I have to be, of course, like you was telling the story.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm calling people to come in and help out. And either they're no call, no show. So
I decided
one day to learn these instruments so I can be self-sufficient and be skillful of what I'm doing and not have to rely on people. And so I thank God for that, because I had the
will
to do it, so he gave it to me. So I'm thankful for that. Yeah, man, for real.
So what's the hardest instrument that you've had to play or had to learn, I should
say? I believe the toughest instrument I had to learn how to play was the guitar.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I was 9 years old when I started. So, but even throughout from that time through the year, you know, learning different finger patterns, different chords, creating different sounds, and improvising. I've even did scratch sounds on my bass to emulate the turntables, the scratching sound.
Okay.
So I had to be innovative. I had to be very innovative a lot. And so, and I'm always reinventing myself. I'm never at a place where I'm satisfied. So I'm always in the kitchen, always trying to cook up something different,
trying to stay
on my toes. Yeah, I mean, I can't be stagnant. So, yeah, I'm always reinventing myself. So, yeah, the guitar was probably the most tedious instrument that I had to actually put my hands on. But I thank God, man, because he did it. Yeah.
Because after you did the guitar, then everything else, I won't say came easy, but then you had your chords, your fifths, your sevenths, and all these other things, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got to the piano or the keyboards or what have you, it was easier. But I mean, you play saxophone, right? And what else? Trumpet.
Well, what I do is I had to program the saxophone on my keyboard because a lot of times, like I said, when you run into that issue of I get a late night hit sometimes, and I'm in there and I can't get to a saxophonist, so I know how to finger on the keyboard, and I know how to accent parts here and there to bring the sound that I need out. Yeah. And so the saxophonist actually does my work for me. He's in Dallas, which is about 5 hours from me. So sometimes he can't get here. So I have to do it. And sometimes people can't even tell if it's a saxophonist on there or if it's me. And I don't really tell it. I just let them listen to it and vibe to it. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
I have to
innovate.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, hey. Because next week, are we going to be in your lab next week and we're just going to kind of, have some fun?
Yeah, man. We're going to have a surprise for y'all, all you listeners, man. I'm going to let y'all get a taste of what I'm doing right now. I'm going to be... I'm gonna play some guitar. I'm gonna serenade the whole world. I'm gonna serenade all y'all at one time. Yeah, man. So y'all need to definitely tune in next Friday, and I'm gonna set it up where y'all can hear what I'm doing, and maybe walk y'all through the process so you can get a full understanding of how we put this music together. You know, a lot of people listen at the final cut, but a lot of people don't know. Man, when you put down the first track, man, it's like, what is this going to be? Then you put down the second track, you're still trying to figure it out.
Right.
So I'm going to be, taking y'all through a process, a little bit about how I do what I do and how the sounds that I create, how they come to my head and when I put them down in spots and why I do what I do and all that and that and that. So, so next week y'all tune in, man. I'm gonna serenade the whole world, man. Y'all can check me out on guitar, keyboard, bass, guitar, all that, man. And so I'm gonna let y'all walk with me on that on next week.
And because, as you call it, the ghost of music theory, right?
Yeah, the music theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. All right, this next song is from a Vitico Trap Question is The Way You Love Me, and that's one of his songs.
Too. Oh, yeah, man.
I love that one. I love that.
Yeah,
that's so that's what we're going to hear next is some good old Vitico, The Way You Love Me. Y'all hear that music? Yeah.
Le forma en que me amas. Sí.
Accordion says it all, basically. It's like,
right.
It says it all. It's,
yeah.
And then, of course, add the vocals and everything else. And it's just, I'm sorry, amazing. It's just so, I mean, I'm just glad that we met because I'm getting, what do you call it, what's the word I want to say, encouraged to even start my piano back up once I get it again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
start playing the piano because I mean if this one person can do all these instruments. And there are some people out there, some artists who do all of their music, but to know somebody, to actually have their telephone number, email address, and everything else about them, it's, you know, and you guys can get in touch with him if necessary, if you want to, you know, reach out to him. He is at Lee Alston, LeeAlston, 1970.la@gmail.com. Again, that's LeeAlston, 1970.la@gmail.com. So, I mean, he, you know, he seems like he's the type of person who, you know, be willing to help somebody. You know, I don't know about getting started part, but, you know, maybe you might want him to come out and do a set with you, or even do a symposium, a webinar, you know, teach. Because, I mean, 30 years, if he don't know by now, then he needs to hang it up.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to be hanging anything up anytime soon. So, you know. So, you know, and if you want to even say something tonight to him, that number is 516-418-5857. And that's 516-418-5857. For those of you who just want to say, hey, you know, man, you inspire me, blah, 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 anything, you know, just to help him along and say, you know, he's not doing this stuff in vain, because he's not. Because if when you have 300 plus people viewing your profile, they're either jealous, they want to know how you do that there because it's so amazing, or, you know, how do I get in contact with him so I can be a prodigy or an apprentice or something. But just all props and praises and honor to God for keeping him on this road, because as his story goes, he hasn't been on this road the whole time, and that's what I've been trying to do, is kind of do a story on him from the first time that we, well, not the first time, but when we started, you know, and all the music he's created, and, you know, so you can get to know the man. So he's just not showing one type of music. He has, soul, jazz, gospel, spiritual, funk, R&B, instrumental, spoken word, love ballads, hip-hop, Latin, country, classical, rock, and as you hear tonight, Zydeco, and some holistic feel-good songs and music. So he's just not one-sided. He is well-rounded. And when you can hear or people, you know, contact you from Japan, United Kingdom, Russia, that's saying something about the person in itself.
Yeah.
So props, hand claps, and everything else.
Thank y'all.
You know, round of applause and so on and so forth to the gentleman on this line and to the lovely lady, first lady of Gullah Soul Music, from his household, that is, Miss Angie. And she has a song also that she debuted. Yay! And it's I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken. I may play that later on down the road because I think we'll have some time. And as well as his new song that he's produced called Ambiance. So we got some time,
man.
But this next song that I have is called Layback Zydeco Style.
Yeah.
So you want to tell us how you came across that one, or how that one came into your ensemble of music?
Yeah. You know, for those that really know me personally, and for those you, those of you that follow me for a while, hopefully you feel like you know me personally. And so if you see everything I'm doing, everything is based upon this real solistic music revival thing I got going on inside of me. And it's, you know, when I'm using these words, these are words that I'm familiar with. We grew up in the 70s.
Right, right.
And I would hear that word, that term was used all the time, layback. Hey, man, it's laid back. It's laid back.
Yeah,
and so
the,
you know, and so this particular piece is basically a holistic piece done in Zydeco, of course, but to lay back and just reflect upon God's goodness. You know what I'm saying? But everything that's going on in the world right now, I believe everybody, the whole world needs to stop, relax, relate, lay back. And let's reflect on God's goodness. You know what I'm saying?
And so
that's the reason why I came up with this particular piece, because a lot of people have been going through so many things, still going through some things. And so, you know, I just wanted to create a piece that was holistic to make you, just kind of, you know, help you along the way, man, with your mindset. And just to lay back, think about God's goodness, and let him work it out. You know what I'm saying? And just lay back.
Right.
Yeah, man. And just reflect on God's goodness. Yeah, man.
There you go. That part right there.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to hear some layback Zydeco style. And then the song after that, we're just going to go all in Gullah Soul, Zydeco, Trap Clutching. So we're going to keep songs together.
Yeah.
Here we go. Come on now.
First, giving all praise to God for blessing me with the musical gift to produce my riffs. Now as I stand on top of the hill, boy, I see where the Lord has brought me from. The Lord is truly a way maker who gives me strength to run. I will not faint, nor will I fall, for the Lord gives me courage to overcome it all. I'm so glad I saw the light. I'm a new man in the master's plan. It's like my eyes have been glammed. I think upon God's goodness, and I lay back.
Yeah.
I think upon God's goodness, and lay back. Think about our loved ones gone and our loved ones who are here, always living in our hearts and our minds with memories of clear. Although the pain of losing you hurts me so deep within my soul, the power of God's love heals me, will never leave me alone. I think upon God's goodness and lay back. Y'all, we need to be encouraged right now. Trust in God and lay back. I know you're hurting right now, but I know God has the power to heal your soul. I know you're going through some things right now you just can't explain, but God has the power to heal you, to deliver you. Don't worry about it. Give it to God and lay it back. Think upon God's goodness and just lay it back. Just think about everything that God has done for you. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, we lay back.
Yeah, relax. Lay back.
No matter what's going on, y'all, trust in God and lay back.
Now y'all gonna need to hold on to your britches for this next song. It's called Gullah Soul, Zydeco Trap Clutching, and it is fire.
On this here one, I ain't gonna double clutch it. I'm gonna trap clutch this one here. Trap clutch. The Zydeco style, y'all.
that there Zydeco style. I put my Gullah Soul style on there. Come here. Come here so you hear this here. Come on, come on. Trap clutching. Trap clutching. Trap clutching. Trap clutching, this here Zydeco style I'm doing. With my Gullah Soul style. Oh yeah, y'all. Trap clutching.
Yeah.
Trap clutching. How you do that there like that? Trap clutching, y'all. That's how I do that there. Don't trap clutching.
Test at the end of the show to let us know what you know. Just kidding. But that there was some serious Zydeco trap question, double question, triple question, question question. Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was really good. So we come to about, we got about 12 minutes or so. You have any shout outs you have today, Lee?
Yeah, I would like to give a big shout out to a couple of brothers, man. My brother Bless, fam over there, man, holding down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Him and to Sporty T up there in Louisville. I, you know, these two brothers right here, man, they're trying to reach out to me, man, and try to put me on, you know, some of the things they got going on. And I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? You don't find that a lot in this business, man. That's why I'm going to give these brothers a big shout out worldwide, man, because, you know, to find people in this business, man, that will give you an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to be on stage with them or be on something that they're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's hard to find in this business, man, for real. And I mean that, you know, to find that, you know, I mean that's very appreciative for real, man. I want to thank these brothers, man, for that. I want to give a big shout out to brother up there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's doing some good work in his community, man, with the youth. With at-risk youth, the minister, up there,
okay.
Man, that brother up there, man, he's doing some solid work in the community, man. So I want to just, you know, so, yeah, man, I just want to thank all of you again on tonight for coming in, man, with us on tonight. You can also check me out. We always say this again, but I'm going to say it some more. Go to no1music.com, n1m.com, Lee Austin, and you can listen to some more of this music and everything. We don't get to play everything, of course, in one night, but you go there, man, you can check
right.
it out. I'm on LinkedIn. Just go Lee Austin, Golosso Music, LinkedIn, man. I'm on LinkedIn. Folks follow me on LinkedIn from Russia, Asia, you know.
Right.
So I thank y'all for finding me, man, and after connecting with me. Canada, U.S., U.K., I mean, Big shout
yeah.
out to y'all. Y'all are very strong, you know,
yeah.
on blogtalkradio.com. Golosoe Music, man. I want to thank y'all for holding it down for me like that. Everybody worldwide, man, I just want to thank y'all for your support and for my support system here at home, here on the Gulf Coast, here on the Third Coast. And, you know, to my wife, everybody, Miss Inez. My family,
hello.
All of y'all. Y'all know I can't name all my family, man. It's, I mean, it's so many of y'all, man. Y'all know. I got a lot of y'all, man. I don't leave nobody out.
Right.
But, yeah, thank y'all once again for hanging out with us tonight, man. I'm going to let Ms. Inez get back to the music.
Yes, and I have to let you know, there's a map, you know, that tells us how many people are listening, where they're listening from. And UK has made the map and it has turned blue. Usually everything is white, but the United States is blue, and we have that little piece of the UK that's turned blue. So if y'all want to
be
recognized, come on, turn them colors. They're at like 10:38, so they're not at a whole full point, but they are listening. So Lee is getting out there worldwide. It may be here and touches here in Africa and everything like that. And next time we'll also hopefully get to play some of his music, French music and African music and Spanish music. But he has songs from all over the world. But yes, United Kingdom has turned blue. So
thank y'all, man.
Aboard,
thank y'all so much.
Nice to know that people are out there listening. And so tell everybody, if you know somebody in another country, say, hey, Denmark, hey, Brazil, hey, Colombia, you know, listen in, tune in. You guys know what time it is. You guys know the hour difference and the time difference. Just go and say, just listen, just have it in the background, you know, and get the word out, because this gentleman is amazing how you do that there. But it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to play his song. It's called Ambiance. And then we're going to hear it's not a world debut, but it is kind of a world debut from Miss Angie. And the name of her song is I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken. So I'll also play that. But let me get this on so we can get all this wonderful music in. So we'll hear Ambiance. So just sit back and relax and get into your own ambiance. Dim the light, drink up a couple of wine coolers or some wine, and just listen. Here you go. into a tub of bubbles and, you know, just relax, let your hair down. Well, I know the fellas, they're going to let their hair down, but, you know, just relax and just chill with some candles around, just kind of close your eyes and just get into that ambiance. Now we're going to hear, as we close out, I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken. Miss Andy, would you like to say something about your song or before we play your song?
I just want to say I just want to thank all the listeners out there. My husband mm-hmm. and I, we watch the numbers grow every day, and it's exciting
yes.
to see how many people are tuning in and listening and playing his music and stuff, and so I just appreciate everybody.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate you holding him up as well, because without a strong man needs a strong woman, and I know you don't play. So
I've never seen
you Righteous Forsaken. So hopefully we will hear more music coming out of Miss Angie. But this is the
yes.
first one that we have on the Lee Alston Mellow Soul Music, Mellow Music Night.
Have you ever been hungry?
Good.
Just didn't care about
I just want to tell everybody, man, I hope y'all are having a good evening. I hope all is well with you all, and may God bless y'all.
Yeah.
And hopefully next week, man, we'll be at this again, and we'll be sharing again with y'all on next week, man. Until then, man, y'all be blessed and safe, and let's treat each other with some kindness, you know what I'm saying? Let's try that. Let's treat each other with kindness, and because we need a lot more of that these days. And I just want to thank y'all once again for hanging out with us, and Miss Inez and my brother blessing them, man, and wife everybody worldwide for tuning in again. I can't thank y'all enough, man. I really appreciate y'all. Much love. Amen.
Amen. And you have just heard some mellow music, songs straight from the heart, and you are currently listening to Confessions. We want to thank you, Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music out of Freeport, Texas, for allowing us to be in the vault with you. Next week, tune in as we may take you down some different avenues and show you some fangs, as they say, show you a thing or two. So we may even have a surprise. So I have been your host, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Velcro Design, and you have been listening to In the Vault. Thank you for spending time with us. Please have a laid-back evening. Yeah, man. And I'm going to say goodnight to you as I play Song of Solomon 2:1, which is, I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of
the valley. Truly, you are my solistic inspiration. Your attributes of holiness help me to create a motif, truthfully bringing my feelings to light.
Yeah, y'all, you're in the right place at the right time. right here, y'all. Come on. Yeah, man.
Have a glorious night.